Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing. It's like, I know that this position I'm holding is not necessarily right, because I think there's plenty of studies that show that. Even they show that, like, if you spank your kid, it's not good. But it's just, I don't know. It feels so right to do that.
You want to have something done.
Yeah, and
But I don't know that it feels so right to do that. I think it feels, you know, you have to, but you're right, some sort of punishment has to be done. But I think that, you know, I mean, allowing the cops to just be, I mean, and there are times, you know, when I would love the cops to do a sweep of my neighborhood and just sort of, you know, get rid of the folks who are making
ruining it.
it, yeah, who make it a pretty shitty place to live. But at the same time, you know, I'm like, I don't want to have people's rights violated. The whole deal with, you know, a justice system and individual rights is that the police can't just come and beat you for whatever.
No, you're totally right. And I think the problem is it gives too much faith in the police force, which isn't to say that they don't deserve it. It's just that, like, you know, these things can be abused.
Right, everybody's a human being.
Right. But I mean, if
Anytime
there
you
was
have a
some
person in
way,
a position of power,
but if
you
there was
know.
some way to, like, you know, exact some sort of revenge, like if your car gets broken into, you know, what's like, let's say your car gets broken into and you catch the person somehow.
Yeah.
Like, what would you think that the payment should be or
Like
whatever?
you actually catch the person yourself or the
Well,
police
somebody
department?
catches him.
Okay, so he's caught. I don't know. I mean, you should for one, pay for all the damage to your car,
Okay.
and then, you know, maybe some jail time and community service or something like that, you know?
But
I
how much
mean,
jail time? Because I mean, like, okay, A, it's like only $200 for a player window, you know, so that's fine. You know, B, like, let's say there's up, I mean, he breaks into your car and he steals like 10 CDs, and you know, he steals like your lap, not your laptop, because
when
that's
was the
really
last time your
expensive.
car got broken into?
Like 5 months ago.
5 months. Is this what got stolen?
Nothing.
Oh.
He's broken in my car.
Oh.
Like, there was nothing in there. Like, he stole my sunglasses,
Hmm.
which are like $100. You know, it's like,
That's an
okay, that
expensive pair of
it's expensive
sunglasses.
pair of sunglasses, but really it's nothing. You know, compared to the windshield, compared to what could have gotten stolen, compared to how I felt. Like, I was just like really angry, you know? And it's like, dude, like, you basically ruined my day on top of all this, right? I gotta go get my stupid car clean now. I gotta go. It was like, it happened to be like on Labor Day. So it's like, what's open today? You know, I'd like go around looking for it. I'd like spend my money, spend my time to go fix it. And this guy's ruining the neighborhood. Like, everybody feels unsafe now. They feel like they violated. Like, it's like, can you put a price on how much you feel now? Like, now I don't want to, now we don't want to park there anymore. You know, and it's like, well, that's just one less street I can park on. On top of that, there's glass everywhere, so nobody wants to park there because they'll get in their wheels, and it's like dangerous, right? And you've just like ruined it for everybody. Like, and all you're gonna do is pay the $250 for my window and the $100 for my sunglasses and go to jail for 3 days?
Well,
That's like a slap on the wrist, right?
I mean, then what ought to happen is jail time ought to be converted into some sort of supervised community service or something. But I think that like work prisons are outlawed.
I mean, I
I
know
don't
they
know.
are, but I'm saying, like, as a person who's been like hurt or violated or whatever, it's like you want revenge and you want to exact revenge on that person so they feel your pain. You know what I mean? And like him having to do community service and go to jail for like 2 days is not enough. I feel like, I mean, jail, it's like the one thing if he's in prison, you know, and like he goes away for a long time. But it's like prison or jail for like 2 days. I could do prison for 2 days. I mean, I don't know what it's like, but I think I could
You could do
just.
jail for 2 days
I
or
think I do
prison?
jail. I mean, I guess he's probably not going to prison for 2 days, right? Like, jail, I think, is different, right? It's like a holding sort of situation, right? You just sit there, you're like bored, you know, and you're like in a, you're in a like a cell for like 2 days, you know. All right, this sucks, and it's like I'll be out in 2 days, no big deal. And I'll go break into five more cars before I get caught. I mean, he broke into mine and my fiance's car in the same like we were parked across the street from each other, and both our cars got broken into.
Did a bunch of other cars also?
No, just ours. But I mean, like, it might have been that like my alarm went off and he ran away, but nobody stopped him. Two cars, he just ruined two people's day, and he just generated like $400 worth of, like, you know, revenue for the windshield manufacturers of America or whatever. You know, but I mean, I didn't get any of that. There's no benefit to me. I'm like, first of all, now I feel scared. A, like, I mean, you know, next one is that, like, the street's like covered with glass. Anybody who walks by is like, oh, I live in a crappy neighborhood. Great. You know, and the next one is like, it takes the time out of my day. Like, I was gonna go somewhere and do something, and he like ruined my car and like my day.
Well, that's what, you know, you could sue the guy, basically,
What am I
you
gonna
know.
sue him for?
You could sue him for damages that
for the $400. Like, I don't care about the $400.
No, but I mean, if your day had some value to you.
But you can't. That's not going to hold up in a court of law, right? I mean,
I don't know. I mean, I think crazier things. And now I don't advocate rampant lawsuits. I kind of feel like they're a negative aspect of our society. But at the same time, like, I don't think it would. Maybe they should allow some sort of like confrontation between the victims and would you like to have your opportunity in a legal setting to talk to the person who broke into your car?
Only if I had a baseball bat.
You wouldn't want to just say...
No. Like, I don't... I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this person is, like, just lost his mind. Like, he does not know what it means for other people to possess things, and he doesn't. Like, it's a complete lack of respect for anybody else to break into their car. I mean, he's never had his car broken into, apparently. Or he doesn't know what it feels like. It's not...
Well,
like,
maybe he has.
Well, then
and
how...
And he said, fuck it, I'm going to go break
into it. Well, then what do you do? People. Like, how is he going to learn his lesson? He's obviously not going to learn his lesson.
I don't know.
Like, well, do you think no. that two days think, jail
I
and, like...
think that... I think you make a leap right there. I think you're saying he's obviously not going to learn his lesson. And I think no, there's a possibility that he would learn a lesson, but you have to teach him.
No, but if you're arguing that he has had his car broken into, he's obviously not going to learn his lesson because he himself has been a victim.
No, because there's a difference between having something happen to you and turning around and doing it to somebody else and having something happen to you and learning and saying, I'm not going to do that because it's a net negative.
Okay, so this guy's failed to do that.
Yeah, he's failed to do that, but I think that happens all the time. Look at people who beat their kids.
So then what is he going to do? Like, I mean, how is this person ever going to learn his lesson?
I think it takes a lot more time and effort than probably we're willing to turn over in tax dollars.
I mean,
do you really want to rehabilitate? Like, if you really want to rehabilitate lots of people, it's going to take a hell of a lot more effort than what we do currently, which is throw them into prisons and,
I mean, I just don't think he can be rehabilitated. It's like, he didn't really think much of it. He doesn't think he's wrong. And, like, there's no way you're going to teach morality to, like, a 17-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, the only way is he's going to grow up, work, and then maybe he'll actually have to own a car and it'll get broken into, and maybe he'll be like, oh, I was so stupid 10 years ago. But that's not going to fix me or my problem or my car. And it's like, it's not going to make the neighborhood safer for everybody else.
No.
I think I know that, like, they've done all sorts of studies and stuff, and it's like, it doesn't make any sense. And, like, just from a general, like, the way society works sort of point of view, it's like, it doesn't make sense to go around beating people. But it's like, I do feel like I want to beat somebody. You know what I mean? And it's like...
Yeah, but see, if you beat the wrong guy...
No, but let's say I know it's the right guy. I mean, I understand that, like, the death penalty, like, there's a whole issue with the fact that blacks get, the issue of the death penalty much more than white people, and that there's a lot of people who are not necessarily guilty, and they've been overturned and stuff like that. But let's say we know for a fact, I mean, I caught this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I caught him, and I know that he broke into at least 10 cars. Like, what do we do with this guy? Like, jail time for, like, what, like a week? Take make him pay back the $5,000 of damage, which he probably can't afford in the first place. I don't know. It's just there's this level of anger that I feel, and it's just nothing's going to make it feel better, unless I feel like he suffers.
Wow.
I don't know. And it's like I wouldn't act on any of this, but it's weird that I have this emotional sort of like.
Oh no! Anger. I hear that. I mean, I think that that's natural. And hence violence. But
I mean, there's punishment, right? And then there's there's prevention. I don't know why is it that we feel this connection with, like, if we in inflict pain, that they will learn the lesson. Like, why is that more powerful and more worth more than just the money or the jail time?